you back on the Wednesday, the points are okay, as far as the size.
Medium prices, or for that matter, not large, medium, maybe that's part of the problem.
And you get mine, yeah, they're hard to get the answer. I think medium would be good.
Medium points, maybe, that's the problem with that, because. But that one, I think, is all right.
Yeah, it's definitely, so, probably.
And, but it's, but you can kind of think about it. You know what? I mentioned this in fact, I don't think she did, but Ann doesn't have gotten a bedside notebook thing.
I remember, we got refills a couple times.
Yeah, right. I need one, and, you might mention to Tricia, that's the best way to get it in the solid way, because you would go. I would like to have one in Camp David, and one in Florida, and one in California, the same type, because I wake up at night and I make notes, and those are, that's the best thing that I have found for that purpose. Needed, however, are additional pens. They even then use, lose their ink, so just buy a half a dozen, maybe the pen, zero, so that when I change it.
You know what would be, would be good for those.
Or they have another mine.
Those little lead pencils that have a, that stick to them are good, because then when you go to reach it.
Well, same thing, they have a pen.
It's a pen, but, okay.
So I want a pen that sticks, because I like it to write ink on these things, pencils, see, wear out. The pen that should stick is fine. Now, if there are, may I say this, maybe, I don't have that exact one, but I guess we want some strong paper. This shape, not even that, this is large. You can check around and see whether there are some, spies or get the damn things. And then if they bought them, I need them anyway, because I use notepads a great deal.
You don't like the little ones they use, like on the cabinet table, that's too small, isn't it?
They're too small, yeah. The ones on the cabinet table are too small. I need, let me put it this way, the size about that, or slightly bigger, so that I can write.
That's the name shop, but that's the one, I remember.
That size is fine, and hers is, was probably a little too heavy and big, but it's all right, it's better than any I can see. You know, they don't make many things like that, because most people don't make those that extensively. But one about this size would be fine, so if we could find, it's too bad that good stores down here, isn't it?
Maybe Becker's might have it, I'll go look at Becker's and Henry and Buckley's.
Why don't you go and look, buy three of those, or things like this. Pat is going to do the roses spray thing, which, for the client, but worked out, which is very good. We're going to make a special guest on it, which they should, because in fact, she's at these universities, I think, all want, it's also the same for Shabbat's. And, it's a big group, and so she'll ride the parade, John Wayne is going to be the grand marshal. And I'm going to go, see, that's, which is exactly the right thing, find the name, car with her, then of course. You have the usual, well, it isn't right, she should get the honors. I'm not going to spend the period over, she's better, she can call her relatives. The Johns. Helene is coming with Jack to the California marshal, which is very lucky, California.
Isn't it sad there? It is.
You do know about it, then.
Well, Father told me that Firestone was going to entertain the men who had given the models, and then make a pitch for Bob, I think they heard something. Maybe not a pitch for Bob, I just know that kind of the Blair House.
Whatever they do for Bob, you know, I'm all for it.
But no woman,
affidavit? And if so, I will, what I will do is just move my site immediately here, and I'll just get the hell out of there, because I'm not gonna go through, I'm not gonna expose the bed myself either, or that. Just a bit changed.
Yes, Jim, the voice said yes.
Well,
and
that was out, you know, it's a goddamn shame, Rose.
Well, no one should have done it.
And have their dinner. And I'll get a helicopter and call them again.
Did she ever approve of the kitchen then for the, she did, didn't she, for San Clemente?
That's done.
Is that all done now?
Well, it was approved, so I'm assuming.
I'm assuming that, too.
And, I also, between Julie and Trish, and work on it, do the upstairs, third floor, do it over and make it nice, you know, it's horrible the way the Johnsons have decorated, unbelievably bad, ever seen. Just gross, you know, great.
It just isn't anything.
But it looks just like you see in Texas, like, they have no taste on it. And so I just said, can we also do, I said, let's use that. See, we used to eat the West Hall, that is, that'll give, for example, if I'm using that, well, if Pat and I are using it, the kids can go up there, Julie often has guests, and they can use that.
Sure.
Or on occasion, I can go up there when Pat's busy, and I'm at a football game or something of that sort.
Okay.
We need an extra room, and so I'm doing all these, things, but anyway, I'm so glad she's on that, about that game. Because that'll give me a couple of days in Florida to work, and then work as much as I can. You know, I can go up there and things. So I was thinking, what we would do would be go to Florida, to California for Christmas. And then the thought occurred to me that if we'd be right in the fire again, because you have all the relatives in the grounds. Now, as far as the relatives are concerned, I'm not worried about that, because they're all coming to the inauguration virtually, you know. And so they'll be there. And I was
well, it may be a sad body on holiday. I don't know, I can find out.
Well, you probably, I called the day before yesterday again. He said Rush.
Oh.
Rush is in the election. He told me he was going to go, but I didn't remember, he's going to go home.
I'll ask his secretary when he's due back.
No, I'm talking about David. David got an excellent hospital. Right.
You underlined a lot of the letter from Gabe Howey, but you didn't say anything about it. I came back, nothing on the tape. Did you have any thoughts about it?
No.
Just ignore, you know, he was on the top, but I think you have to do something to.
Yeah, I know all about that. Just
giving a letter, ignoring that part, or just thanking him for suggesting or something.
Yeah, I just always appreciate this. I'll get the one that I wrote before. He's written about me, you know. He wrote,
yeah, I'll read the
policy. He didn't like the controls policy. He didn't like the Vietnam policy.
No, we can answer it. I just didn't know whether you were answering.
I can't believe it, so this is no surprise.
No, but there are a lot of letters.
Yes, I understand.
Unfortunately.
I know,
sure that all of your clothes were in order for the inauguration, because they closed the week of Christmas, and he thought if you could look before so he could, if there is anything you need, you know, that. You sure?
We're not going to use it.
No, but he just meant everything.
Not the white tie, not the black tie. They're the same, they have orders.
Right, he figured they were all right, but you know, he is the nicest man.
He's done so many nice things for us.
Yes, he has.
Ben and Raymond's still.
Still alive, but you know, some days he's with us, some days not.
Yeah, I know that they say it's never mentioned.
Now, the music boxes that you like, she thinks she can make them as low as $125. It may go a little bit above that. And we have. We have different. I was having Marge type this so you could see it better. Combinations of songs, which I think you ought to look at songs or music. But I don't think you can see this little demo.
Let me just take it with me for
a minute. Oh, can I have a type of place and see if she's got
well,
it
half done? Huh?
She's got it half done, and then
you. Type of again? Oh, my creep. Oh, are you on the type of type?
Yes, she's got it half done. Well, this is hard to read.
Because
we're going to have to turn it in. Now, did you want some of those for Christmas or for inauguration or just to get some on hand? She thought she could get some for Christmas for. Anything on that?
No, very soon.
So they'd have to know what songs we want.
Well, at that price, I think we'll buy one of you. Various, yes. I think we help. What would you give
me? Well, you would thought maybe, I don't know if you meant for Christmas or the inauguration or anything, you would thought of like Pat Brothers.
The inauguration would be virtually covered with other of these things. So
yes.
I don't want to.
Well, or just a gift, not
a
Christmas.
A few for the inauguration.
Say, on their boats. Type of
well, the very big contributors like, basically you've got about 10 that contributed to $500 or more, and they ought to really get something special.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other than this, and I think if I was thinking of them, and that's John Mulcahy and John Rollins and Glenn Stone, they escaped, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Smiths, I know the group of these days, but.
Well, I know. People above 500 Well, I'll
so I was thinking that maybe I better. I've got to meet with John this morning, so I better.
Okay.
Tell me this. If I got the list done, I'll work on it. Send it back up today, tomorrow. Would that
sure,
be
that's fine. Oh, yeah. No, tomorrow's fine.
You get the list to me and then let me, because I have this thing I kind of like to think about. I just look at it from my
That's why I wanted to send it down.
And could she do, could have me do some in one type and some in another? In other words, for foreign guests, I might want to have more classical stuff for American.
Oh, yes, you can have them in. Any of these go in. It's just those are the ones that are made up for that
like
size.
Black Joe on it, like they have in the other ones.
Well, they she today just picked that out of the contemporary.
Great number. L, sorry, me.
Yeah.
I might put some there.
Well, yeah. I'll do that. One thing, there's a nice letter I'll put in there to the chair, but I John. And, how about Howard? You?
Be sure that it's in mine. Prospector advice.
possible, but he didn't know how.
You'll have to say that, but I will say that I would be delighted to see Matt at the inauguration, but I cannot see him now. He's a great guy, great friend of ours. Thought that he can arrange a schedule to come after the 20th of January. I can see you then, but not now.
Okay, and I can.
I made no exceptions for it, this is this time.
Should I talk Frank, if Frank goes along, if he talks with Frank?
Oh, hell yes. Yeah, Peter Valentine's former.
He said it's important.
Well, his former prime minister, editor and speaker of the great region, Jimmy Stoltz. I know him very well. The table man, I'd love to see him, but I just can't right now.
Tamara, even with Bill Rogers?
That's why he wants to see me, you know, he's probably.
And he has one of those pictures.
He wants to get my experience. I'll tell you, we see. It's gonna be announced tomorrow, Bill Casey. He's going to be the new Undersecretary of State for Economic Affairs. And he is the Nixon man. He's my closest personal associate. He's the Nixon man. Well, it will be something else that you charge a lot of American affairs. You know, at a high level, he's gonna have that as his own thing. That Bill Casey, if he talked to him, I'd appreciate it. That's a good name.
Okay, that's good. Sorry, Mr. Lieutenant.
No.
So I'll just keep this bullet sent here and we'll see it sometime later.
Yeah, I'd like to have it over in the QOP tonight, but.
Oh, and I have a beautiful gold elephant, small, but it's all over. Barons are really.
Oh.
I told my head.
That's some beautiful things.
I really.
I had a question, Pat, I tell them the pictures and everything. We've got the office up there fixed up nice. She cursed, and I'm on the state guest says, well, there's anything worth putting up and that. They guess are the most magnificent things ever sold. The vice presidential gifts make that DOP look great, Rose.
I know.
And those state gifts you've seen. She's good, man.
Where?
Julie is coming back, thank God, on the 6th.
She told me that you're the best of it, she's glad.
Now she'll be here in 2 weeks to help for the Christmas season.
Yeah.
So you see, I'm getting that up to putting on a hell of a lot of stuff. We're not going to attend, but we put a lot of parties and so people, you know, where people can come roar through there and see the decorations. Run up at night a little bit more and the festival. I mean, I say we'll attend some, but attend the usual, but I'd like the press, I'm not going to do the press party, let them walk through themselves.
Sure.
But we've got to do say to people in my staff, to get another TV. That would be nice here, when the house is so pretty.
Yes, it's a
let me see. As you know, we're having letting Don's urgent lieutenant, Evelyn, to work on the inauguration.
Oh, God, no. Her daughter's working on it.
And now our daughter.
Evelyn, it's just, she was at everything, so it's like, it won't even be reasonable.
The van.
I know, for the van, she, because
the
last.
I'll tell you, Rose.
Eddie's already got his own.
Don gets her phone.
And Roberta.
Don gets her phone. You know, it's about 18 items. That's the only one I gave on. I said, oh, well.
Well, the, you know, the last time Don pulled that, he came in here with a 7,000 something or other hotel bill. All drowned, I mean, all the doors and.
Did he?
Yeah. And I'm sure it was all over.
I sure will pay it. I'll pay myself.
Well, you shouldn't pay it. They can't afford to come back to Chicago. But Roberto, I heard her, Eddie is already arranged for Roberto.
Is Eddie working on things?
Eddie
is.
Eddie's not going to come back here, but he asked Ned Sullivan to take on Roberto and his secretary, and they're paid.
What is Ned working on? Is he helping? God, he's great. Why did he do all?
And Eddie's going to work with him, but Eddie's not coming back here, and the two of them will work together. But we'll have somebody else.
Well, I think Eddie is in charge of the Nixon family.
That's right. But Eddie and Pat and Ned have talked, And Eddie had asked.
I was very worried you knew that.
Well, because Ed asked if he could come out.
You wanted. Ed asked because Doc raised him.
Well, there's not Ed on the river, but Ed's got him. Ed has.
Well, then maybe that's.
New secretary from the campaign. And Roberta Dorn. And then Ed Sullivan, he's gonna work with them. And Ed may come back and forth a couple times.
Yes, sure, that's. How do we know that?
She's another party, she has. All those cousins, kids, and everybody, they're all signed up. That's why I say, and I told Ned that I think we should get a letter out, get the same thing out to them, the other, send them a check for their.
Some of the cousins of both sides are a little bit much.
I know, some of that part too.
Oh, Christ.
That one who took her shoes off, did the Irish jig, and of course Pat always says, well, you know, those cousins of. The Nixon, but it, that none of them have ever done.
Everybody's got that.
Of course.
We don't care, that's their big night, and I've got that ready for it, I told her. But on the other hand, the family this time's gonna get the second place. They had it before, this time, by God, the word is gonna get the people that contributed, the people that.
Well, this is what I've told them, the family cannot all think they're gonna be at everything, and have front seats, and everything.
No, did he, but, you know, this.
That's.
The face of heroes, we've got to take care of. Maurice Hans has given me a list, you know, a long, long list. And of course, Buck McGregor's given me a hell of a list.
Well, that's basically, people have about that.
And of course, I have my, and John Conley's given me a very big list. And he should. And of course.
Well, that's the matter.
And of course, and so's Peter Brennan.
Those people should have.
See, now, Rose, I've got to take care of the new friends. At least the family just can't come back and insist, because many of them have really just hung on. They haven't really done it.
Most of them have done it. You know, you get down, you can.
I think so.
Well, there's not more than any of them, but. You get down to those second and third cousins, we don't even know if they voted.
You ever think there's anything?
Well, of course, that's good. They might have put a lead going, and that's it.
Where?
That ambassador, the next fellow, well, over there.
Would you like to leave the country?
Well, you don't stay there all the time, you see.
Was Louise Gore having now?
No, she had to resign it.
Who's got it?
I don't know. I don't think it's been appointed, but I don't know.
Let me see. Is he a relative far enough away?
Yeah, he's far enough. He's past second cousin. He's far enough away. Then they checked out.
God, you know, we went through that. I just, everybody agreed that if Eddie Nixon could be here as a nice handholder and so forth, it would be great.
He can't have it.
But we can't do it.
He can't even be a White House employee, can he?
Oh, listen. I had John Deacon. John Deacon's worked the law every which way. He can't be a White House employee. He can't be an employee of the agency. He can't be a damn thing.
That's the way. He really is doing that. You know, if he were right here, we have to have.
Apparently, it was a hell of a hit.
He was a big man with the job of his campaign. I heard that from so many people.
And you know, he did get through to people.
Well, he's a very patient soul. And,
like his mother.
Right, he is. He's very much like his mother. And people immediately sense that he's such a decent.
And you probably know, we've had one hell of a time with Donnie. Donnie.
Starting out now. But he is
what's
an arrogant old bird.
What's he doing?
Well, no, it was just in the paper yesterday, that Vesto thing.
Oh, Vesto, is that him?
Yeah.
That you know him?
Oh, he called here yesterday, too. If you could believe the arrogance, and I knew, because
oh,
I was at
it. Vesto.
Oh, no. He called for me, and I had some people with him.
Yes, I'm going to prepare my California.
No, he said to the operator, well, just tell her she better get on that phone or I won't be responsible. So I said to the operator, you just connecting with Mr. Earl's office. And, you know, I have people.
Did you hear him say that?
The operator told me that she kept coming back to the front. He's so bad. I think he's really sorry now that he's got such a high-flying idea.
They think Ehrlichman is looking into it since having it happened. They
There's something.
Has a chemical problem which makes him over hyperactive.
You follow a path, we, and incidentally, if they get it for me too, maybe they're getting the negative figures, but they don't usually.
Did you mention it to them?
I think I did, but I said if you could get some of those, but I know they didn't get to that store. So you just buy them, because I can use two.
You got a bed box, I think, in New York.
I can use two, see. And that would be great.
Baseball team. He's very wealthy.
Sure.